AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. America's top military officer met with his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley talks regularly with General Valery Zaluzhny, but until now it was never face-to-face. Today, Milley went to a Polish military base near the Ukrainian border for their first meeting. It underscores growing ties between the two militaries at a critical time in Russia's war against Ukraine, which is nearing the one-year mark. Milley's spokesman says the general will now be able to relay Ukraine's concerns and information to NATO and other defense chiefs who will meet this week in Brussels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
David Beasley, the head of the World Food Program, says support from donors like the U.S. and Germany have allowed it to postpone, though not entirely avert, famine in Somalia, but stressed they're not out of this yet.
You think it can't get any worse? Then the breadbasket of the world is shut down, Ukraine.
The U.S. announced $411 million in additional funding for Somalia's crisis last month. A memorial service was planned today in Memphis for Tyree Nichols, whose death after a confrontation with police officers during a traffic stop led to protest in Memphis. A failed Republican candidate who authorities say was angry over his defeat and made baseless claims the election last November was rigged against him has been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A passenger's video captured the last moments before a deadly crash in Nepal. The camera went on to record the screeching sound of an engine along with fire and smoke. 72 people were killed. Nepal has seen a series of air crashes over the years, with Sundays being the deadliest in 30 years. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The fastest Corvette ever comes out next year.
And if going from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds doesn't jerk your head back, the price of this vehicle will. $104,000. The 2024 Chevy Corvette E-Ray is not powered just by a V8. It's a gas-electric hybrid. The front wheels run on an electric motor. The traditional 6.2-liter V8 powers the back. Total, 655 horsepower. It comes with all-season tires, so you can drive it year-round. And we're told the all-wheel drive system is configured, so it is confident in a few inches of snow, even with its low ground clearance. An all-electric version of the Corvette will come out at some point. No date set yet for that. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.